Hi, this is Tim.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to our Foster Parenting Podcast.
We created this show to educate and inform our friends, family,
and anyone who wants to listen
about our lives as foster parents.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Wend.
Welcome back, Tim.
You know, I call you Wend sometimes.
Yes, you do, Tim.
I have no response to that.
As long as you don't call me late for dinner.
All right, we're off to a good start.
All right.
Well, I have a funny story to share. Can I share a funny story?
You may, if it's less than 45 seconds.
I'm going to double that, I bet.
You can talk for as long as you want. It's your show.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll edit it out later. Good.
Well, our case manager was over, and the girls decided to do something odd while she was here talking with me. And that was for Linda to start disciplining Andrea in all of the discipline methods we use throughout our home. And it was kind of comical. She walked around the house, you know, counting to five and then saying, "You have two choices, get back in your bed or lose your van." And then she would count to five, and our case manager and I were both noticing it, and I was joking, "Well, it's a good thing she's not saying, 'I'm going to spank your butt,' or, you know, 'I'm going to whip you,' or whatever, you know," because obviously they were mimicking Tim and Wendy.
And we, although we don't do those things, we would never want our case manager to think we did those things.
So, case manager and I both have a good laugh about that. Oh, and eventually, Linda is putting Andrea in safe restraint positions, which is our most extreme form of discipline, which is holding the girls on our lap in a way that we don't get hurt.
Right.
So fast forward 3 days, county social worker comes over and the girls started up again. They know that these two women are here to check up on us, apparently. So, I mean, immediately they start doing this routine again. And I say to her, "They did this with the case manager. They are communicating to you what we are doing. They want you to pay attention." Well, I mean, 30 seconds had passed since those words came falling out of my mouth. And Linda pulls Andrea up over her lap, over her knees, and starts pulling down her pants and checking out her butt. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And I quickly tried to make it clear to the social worker that we do not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But funny, right after you just said.
Yeah. Worst timing ever.
So if you're saying that you think that they're trying to show the social worker and the case manager what goes on in our house, like, do you think that they don't think it's, like, they don't think the way we discipline, like, the counting to five and the safe restraint positions, that the kids are, like, something in them thinks it's wrong and you and I will get in trouble for that?
I don't think so. I don't know. That's a great question. Somebody with a degree in counseling, please chime in. Why are they doing that?
Right.
Who knows? Maybe they just, yeah, I don't know.
We'll feature you on Listener Corner next week.
If you come up with a good reason.
We won't send you that used book we were going to send to the contest that nobody won, because that's my book. All right. Well, we also just had, of course, Halloween, or whatever you call Halloween, harvest, as some churches call it.
Or the worst, weekend. Un-Halloween.
Oh, dear. So we had Halloween on Friday night.
I'd just like to say that nothing endorses Halloween more than an anti-Halloween party that includes the word Halloween in its name.
Yeah, there are multiple examples that we know of, but they'll remain nameless.
Except for un-Halloween.
Except for un-Halloween. So we had Halloween with our kids on Friday, and it was really fun because I have a lot of my side of the family is in the area, and it just so happened that both of my sisters who live out of town were also in the area for the weekend, and so they all came over here, and we just kind of had a party, and a bunch of us at a time would take the girls out trick-or-treating. So that was fun.
Yeah, good times. And it was our first trick-or-treating experience in this new neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we didn't trick-or-treat with them last year either. So it was really the first trick-or-treating, at least, that they remember. And that was really fun because as adoptive parents of children who are not newborns, there's, you know, you treasure the firsts that you get with your kids. And so getting to teach them how to trick-or-treat was pretty sweet.
Yeah, the first house I took them to, they went up, said trick-or-treat, and then they came back and said, "Dad, that was so fun. Let's do it again."
Okay.
All right. Well, I was going to just have you do that one place, but all right, we can try again.
Yeah. Well, this is National Adoption Month, the month of November. So we are celebrating that, and we're trying to figure out how to celebrate that, and came up with an idea.
Yeah, this is our 40 reasons we are adopting through foster care. And we'll just go for it. We'll give you our 40 reasons. We are adopting through foster care because we want to get closer to the heart of God.
When we invite orphans into our home becomes holy ground.
We are compelled to exert justice for the innocent.
Adopting children is a great metaphor for what we believe about ourselves as Christ followers. We were adopted into God's family.
We believe what James 1:27 says, that pure religion is to care for orphans and widows in their distress.
We're adopting through foster care because children in foster care need parents.
Over 100,000 kids in foster care are waiting for adoption. We want to make it zero.
A foster child's chances of getting adopted go down with each passing year. A 7-year-old, a little second grader, is considered an older child and has a grim outlook for being adopted. We can't stand by and watch that happen.
19,000 American children age out of foster care every year without being adopted. Many of them become homeless.
We can prevent homelessness.
Our own daughters, Andrea and Linda, were called unadoptable at the ages of 3 and 4. Our daughters.
The kids with the hardest luck deserve the best parents.
And the best way to make sure there are no bad foster parents is to overwhelm the system with good foster parents.
We are adopting through foster care to help children heal.
To help an innocent victim grieve.
To introduce deeply hurt little ones to the God who can heal them.
To help children learn to trust after their trust has been betrayed.
To be called mommy by little ones who haven't known what mommy is supposed to mean.
To experience reconciled relationships.
To change the whole trajectory of a child's life and their children and their children.
To give a child a chance at a better life.
To introduce a child to God's love in the most tangible way there is, a family.
We're adopting through foster care because most of what you hear about foster care isn't true.
Adopting through foster care is permanent. We are a forever family. The court and the birth parents are not able to reverse the decision for adoption once those papers are signed.
There are so many resources for parents who adopt through foster care. Therapists, caseworkers, healthcare, and we need all of them.
Our adoption expenses are covered, and the Adoption Assistance Program will help us with a bit of monthly support until our children turn 18.
We're adopting through foster care because we get something out of it, too.
We get to experience the joy and fulfillment that children bring to our family.
We get to bring a different culture into our family.
The greatest challenges bring the greatest rewards.
And we never have a dull moment.
We have a cause. We're experts on something. People want to listen to us talk on their iPods.
There is something so satisfying on the deepest level about parenting a hurt child.
You really can love a child who didn't come from your womb just the same.
We're adopting through foster care because we are Christians.
We think there should be Christ followers everywhere doing this.
We want people to say about Christians, they're the ones who care for the orphans.
The best sacrifice we can give to God to show him how much we love him and how thankful we are for what he's given us is our family.
We can't help but share the gifts given to us with someone else.
Our heart's cry is to champion the cause of the most vulnerable in our society.
Well, that's it. There you have it. Our 40 reasons we're adopting through foster care.
But really, if you could meet us in person, You would only need two perfect little reasons to see why we are adopting through foster care. And their names are Andrea and Linda.
Well, good job. You didn't cry. Through our rehearsals, Wendy couldn't make it through without crying.
Yeah, I got it out early. Yeah.
Listener corner time.
Listener corner.
Oh, is that our new jingle?
I think that's been the jingle that's always gone through my mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's it go again?
Next time, Tim. Next time, I'll sing it again. Okay, we got a really good comment.
From James.
Mm-hmm.
James says, our foster certification needed to be renewed this past month, as the adoption is not yet final, and we plan on continuing to foster as a respite home. We had told our certification worker about your show. Months ago, we had said how wonderful it was to hear you both talk about your journey as foster parents and what you have learned since you embarked. Thank you. We appreciate that, James.
Thank you, James.
Well, a few months later, last week, in fact, we were talking about what we needed for our recertification. As always, my wonderful wife was up to date on all of her training hours, but the great procrastinator, James, still needed a few more. 8 to be exact, to be current. 8 hours, that is. We were trying to figure out what in the world I was going to do to make up those hours I needed, when out of the blue, our certification worker pipes up and says,
"What about that podcast you told me about? I listened to a few episodes, and the content was great. You are more than welcome to use that as training hours."
So, not only did you guys help me with my training hours for the last year, but I have another 8.5 hours in the bag for next year. Thanks, Tim and Wendy. And that's from James and his wife, Mel. And James would like you all to know that iTunes says that our podcast so far equals 16.5 hours and 37 seconds for training.
Okay, where do you start talking about this comment?
Well, we're flabbergasted.
We're flabbergasted, James and Mel.
Simply.
We're shocked.
Simply said.
Yeah, I think what Tim's first response to reading this was, "We're not getting training hours for this."
So,
we're really thrilled for you guys.
We are thrilled for you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We're glad that you don't have to sit through any foster parent traffic school, but instead get to count us as your training hours.
But really, you guys, really?
I mean, there's not even a test to prove that you listened.
Maybe we should create one.
We'll create a test, and then certification workers can use it.
What is Tim's nickname for Wendy? yeah, and it feels like, you know, we do a little research for our podcast, right? We try to figure out what we're talking about, so we're not just sharing.
At least sometimes.
Yeah. But it's just like sitting down with your friend for coffee, I think, every week, except it's not so personal and there's no coffee.
Well, don't ruin it for James.
You know what, you guys? Tell your cert worker not to listen to this episode.
This is the one they're not supposed to listen to. Yeah, we don't think it will count for training hours for anybody in California.
Yeah, I think it requires a master's level to get training.
But wait, you have a master's degree.
In agriculture.
Well, anywho.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if anybody else is getting training credit for it, we'd love to know about it. And if you want to try, we don't think it'll hurt you to ask, but we'd be surprised if it works.
Yeah, good luck with that. but that was a really fun comment to get.
Yeah, really surprising. Well, that's it for today. To leave a comment or ask a question, please visit our website, fosterpodcast.com.
Or send an email to info@fosterpodcast.com. If you like our show, please write a review on iTunes to help others find us.
Names have been changed on this podcast to protect the privacy of those involved, and because Paul is a walrus.
Foster parenting is the most heart-wrenching, frustrating, all-consuming thing we've ever done.
But when it gets down to it, it's just about helping kids, and that's been the most rewarding thing in our lives.
If you've ever thought you might adopt or foster, we challenge you to take the next step today.